IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I'm Ata, the host of this program. Within the studio are two special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani and Brother Habib. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Rouhani. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Brother Habib, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So for today's discussion, we want to talk about the significance of the month of Rajab and the night of Laylatul Raghaib. We know that Rajab, Sha'ban, and Ramadan are considered as to be the three important months and the loved months of Prophet Muhammad in the Islamic calendar. What is the significance of the month of Rajab? Brother Habib, let's start with you, brother. So many people around the world know Islam with Ramadan and the Shiite one with the month of Muharram. But what about the month of Rajab? What is the significance of this month for Muslims?
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. First of all, the month of Rajab is considered to be one of the four sacred months, along with Dhul-Qa'da, Dhul-Hijjah, and Muharram, which have specific laws to them, which have specific holiness and uniqueness in them.
Yes.
One of the uniquenesses of the Ashhur al-Hurum is that sins are doubled and rewards are doubled as well.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the month of Rajab is the seventh month of the lunar year.
Yes.
According to hadith, it is very recommended to do Umrah.
Yes.
And to fast. And of course, there's this topic about Salatul Raghaib and worshipping, and like how Sheikh al-Saduq, Radwanullah Ta'ala alayhi, narrates in one of his saying, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam used to like to have four nights where he has full time to himself.
Okay.
The four nights are one of them is in the first night of Rajab.
Yes.
The other one is the middle of Sha'ban. The other one is Laylatul Nahar. And the last one is Laylatul Eid. Laylatul Eid. So these four nights. Of course, there's a specific...
By Laylatul Eid, you mean what?
Eid al-Adha.
Eid al-Adha.
Of course, for those who want more and more information about the recommended actions, the Sheikh al-Saduq compiled a book called Fadha'il al-Ashhur al-Thalath, in which he states the virtues of the 3 months, Rajab, Sha'ban, and the month of Ramadan.
Okay.
And in it, of course, the publication that I have at home, it's around 20 pages just about the virtues of the month of Rajab.
Rajab, that's all right. Sheikh Rouhani, the word Rajab literally means to honor and respect. And there have been so many nice occasions during the month of Rajab. The Prophet is quoted by saying, Rajab month is called Rajab because the divine mercy is poured on my people in this month. Now, the case is that it is also a preparation to the month of Sha'ban and Ramadan. But what about the significance of the month of Rajab per se for itself?
Yes, of course. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, every moment that you can have a very, for example, closely and very sincerely kind of connection or communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's the best time.
Yes.
But of course, there are, the best time of your life, but there are some specific times in which if you, for example, pray, if you ask forgiveness, if you make du'as, then of course, they are like specific and particular and unique kind of chances that are given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them is the holy month of Rajab, as you rightly mentioned. It is more virtuous. It is a very virtuous month, particularly in which we have the occasion of Laylatul Raghaib. Laylatul Raghaib is a special kind of prayer which is performed in the first Friday of this holy month. Ar-Raghaib comes from Raghiba. Raghiba means great devotion. So either because of the, let's say, desirability of it or because of its large extent, that is called Laylatul Raghaib. It has special rituals and deeds. Let me mention them, and it might be useful for the audience. That it is said that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast on the first Thursday of Rajab and recite 12 rak'ahs of prayer in six sets of 2 rak'ahs between Al-Maghrib prayer and Al-Isha prayer. In every rak'ah, after reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, recites 3 times Surah Al-Qadr. and 12 times Surah Al-Ikhlas. After completing the full, after that, completing the full prayers, yes, then make this dua, saying Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Nabiyy al-Ummi wa ala alihi. And then do sajda. And the sajda 70 times says Subuhun Quddusun Rabbul Malaikati wa Ruh. This dhikr was said by the Holy Prophet for 70 times in sajda. Next set, actually, and say 70 times Rabbi, Rabbi ghfir warham wa tajawaz amma ta'lamu innaka antal aliyul a'zam, which is a very beautiful dua that is made here. Afterwards, do sajda again and recite 70 times Subuhun Quddusun Rabbul Malaikati wal Ruh. This is one of the very great prayer that our brothers and sisters can perform in this Laylatul Raghaib, which had lots of rewards and blessings.
That's all right.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Usually these supplications that the people, the Muslims make, are significant, you know, in terms of the content, the formula, the way, I mean, the etiquettes of how to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really beautiful, beautiful content in this. But does it have any significance to be read out on a specific day of the month of Rajab, or, I mean, any specific night? I mean, metaphysically speaking, does it have any effect, or was it any special occasion to be recited out on such a days or not?
First of all, it must become very clear that in the Shia school of thought, before at least the 11th century in the Hijri calendar, there used to be this attention to where we take our supplications from. Do we take them from anyone, anyhow? Can we create our own supplications or not? But there's one thing for certain. The Shia creed has that point of view that the way to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the rightful manner can only be known by what the A'imma alayhum as-salam have taught us.
Yes.
The supplications, of course, are not few in the treasures of Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam. So that's one thing to keep in mind. The second thing is that how my brother pointed out too, and we will shed light more upon, is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to our supplications in any manner or at any time. But there are specific times that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarded as special.
Yes.
For a reason or not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has regarded the month of Rajab as one of those months, the entire month, as a specific time where he loves or he wants his creation to get closer to him and to do supplication. So there's no, you know, specific time in that month where, you know, you could do supplication. It's a month filled with worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sayings, again, going back to them, they emphasize on the fact of fasting.
Yes. Doing a taqaf,
Umrah as well.
Spiritual retreat, Umrah, that's right.
Umrah, of course, the i'tikaf, I think that the main recommendation for it is during the months of Ramadan, the last 10 days.
Yes.
But Muslims still do i'tikaf during this time.
Around the birthday of Imam Ali alayhi salam, they do that, isn't it? For example, 3-4 days, 5 days.
Yes, yes, depending on the group.
And,
yes.
You know, have a spiritual retreat in a mosque or something.
Yes.
Like that.
Okay. And these days, again, they're getting you warmed up for the month of Ramadan, for the greatest night in your life every year, which is Laylatul Qadr.
Yes.
The nights of destiny. And pretty much this month, we should use it. Well, we should be thinking about how we should use it.
Yes. And as I said, Sheikh Rouhani, it is a preparation to the holy month of Ramadan. I mean, 2 months, because fasting is very much recommended in this month, but most of the time we Muslims believe that the best time for fasting is the month of Ramadan. It is so, but what about month of Rajab and Sha'ban? I mean, I'm fasting during those months. Are they good too, isn't it?
Yes, of course. You know, in the Shiite doctrines and teachings, we have prayers, du'as, dhikr, for every morning and every afternoon, you know, for every moment even, yes. We have like every hours of the day we have prayers and dhikr. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the main purpose of the prophets, the main objective of the risala of the prophets and imama of the imams and the scholarly, yes. objectives of all these scholars, yes. is this, that to attract the attentions of the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To get them closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqarrub ila Allah is the most important objective of everyone's life in this world. Mm-hmm. So that's why whenever you have this opportunity to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to perform taqarrub ila Allah ta'ala, that is the best opportunity.
Yes.
So that's why, since we should be always attracted towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there are some specific, unique, kind of blessed kind of situations or occasions, like Ramadan, as you rightly mentioned, yes. like, for example, the holy month of Rajab, holy month of Sha'ban, the Hajjah, the Qa'da, Muharram. In all of these great months, according to the lunar calendar, we have lots of, let's say, supplications, yes. afkar, du'as, and prayers. But of course, in this holy month of Rajab,
yes.
there are lots of things that should be performed. As you rightly mentioned, yes. there are fasting, there are special prayers. It is a great opportunity, according to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Imam Ali sallallahu alaihi wasallam, based on the riwayat, beautiful riwayat and meaningful riwayat. The very point that was also shedded light by our due guest is this, that we have to receive our mm-hmm. afkar, our dua, our yes. prayers, not from anyone.
Yes.
From the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi yes. salatu wasalam, that they are the best source of mm-hmm. supplications and du'as okay. and dhikr. Because when you want to talk to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how should you talk, you know?
Yes.
What kind of wordings, what kind of language, what kind of content you have to use in your du'as. Then we have the best du'as, the best supplications, narrated from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, du'as of Amir al-Mu'mineen, prayers of Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam, du'as yes. of Imam al-Baqir, Imam al-Sadiq, Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Each one of them, if you refer, you find that, you know, once it is said that the late Ayatollah Mujerdi sent Sahifat al-Sajjadiyah to some of the professors of Al-Azhar University.
Yes.
When they received these supplications of Imam Sajjad, they really regretted mm-hmm. that why didn't we receive it before? Because mm-hmm. we do not have such a trace, such yes. a, let's say, heritage of
treasure
of right. the, let's say, Ahlul Bayt. Okay. So that's why these du'as are really beautiful, really meaningful. Our brothers and sisters should refer and should make use of all these beautiful sources, meaningful sources of du'as in our traditional sources.
That's right. Also, as we said, Laylatul Raghaib.
The Maraja nowadays yes. claim with the guideline or this fundamental that they have called the Tasamuh fi Adillat al-Sunan wa Raja' al-Matlubiyya, which pretty much means that take it easy when you see recommended actions and supplications uh-huh. and you could go ahead and do them.
Okay.
It does mean that you can do them. It is not prohibited to act upon them. It's yeah. not considered to be tashri'ah.
Mm-hmm.
There, it is debated. This principle is debated yes. in the Islamic seminary, of course. The thing is that when you want to look at Shia ideology, you want to get to know the Shia heritage.
Yes.
You want to understand what are the Shia viewpoints. What are the Shia? Who are the Shia? How do they think? You want to see who we are. I tell you where to go. I tell you to go to Sahif al-Sajjadi, like how the Sheikh put forward.
Yes.
I tell you to go look at, for example, the books of Sheikh al-Saduq, the narrations of Sheikh al-Mufid,
yes.
the reports of Sheikh al-Tusi. Those authentic reports, those statements that they have, those supplications that are mentioned. I mean, one of the most underrated supplications that no one gives attention to whatsoever,
yes.
unfortunately, are the supplications available in Al-Kafi.
Yes.
In the second volume, Al-Sheikh Al-Kulaini puts forward an entire chapter filled with supplications. Therefore, these supplications should be looked more upon. Again,
mm-hmm.
as a Muslim, who the meaning of Islam is, its essential is submission towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best manifestations or illustrations of a Muslim submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fact of doing supplication. It's not only about asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it's the matter of the fact that its soul, its reality,
yes.
its nut, its true reality is the fact that you are admitting that you are nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Powerless. Mm-hmm. You are supplicating, asking someone who is all powerful.
Yes.
And that is why the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, states that ad-du'a mukhu al-ibadah. Du'a, supplication, is the soul of Worshipping,
that's right. Thank you very much, Brother Habib and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the significance of the month of Rajab. As we said, doing fasting, doing umrah, doing worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is considered significant in this holy month. And it is a preparation for the month of Rajab. There are so many occasions in this month. The most important one are the birthday anniversary of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
On the 27th.
27th of the month of Rajab. You know, these are great occasions, great opportunities for the Muslims to at least, in this modern busy life, to spend some time during the night doing supplications, reading out, doing fasting, or I don't know.
You're warming up for the month of Ramadan.
Warming up for the month of Ramadan. This is a good warm-up for the Muslims and to keep the spirit of fasting and spirituality during all the other months of the year, inshallah. May Allah help us to make the most and benefit from the holy month of Rajab, inshallah. Thank you much, Brother Habib and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. The another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. Please don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.ir. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Gathered here with my family, my neighbors and my friends, standing firm together against oppression, holding hands. It doesn't matter where you're from, or if you're young or woman or man.